Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things you were told were impossible were, in fact, very much the opposite? Reality is not what you think it is. It's so much more complicated, fascinating, and terrifying than that. We're at the fringes of the map, and there's more than just dragons.
You drive back towards New Carthage. Mm-hmm. You're going to be staying at New Carthage tonight, mm-hmm. and then you'll be going onwards back to Whitehorse, where you'll drop him off, and then finally you get to go home.
All right, fantastic.
It's about three more days that you're going to be at this.
Yeah, that's all right.
So on your way back, you and Mickey are having a pleasant enough chat mm-hmm. about things, but would you be doing the Sudoku?
Probably.
You're doing the Sudoku?
Yeah.
All right, cool. But,
you know, for two reasons. One, you know, like Mickey says, got to keep your mind active. Two, it's only polite. He just gave it to me, you know. I don't want to seem not grateful.
What's composure? That's normally six. Negative one for driving. Negative three for doing a Sudoku. Negative one because it's dark. And negative one because it's snowing quite heavily now.
All right.
Chance die.
Hell yeah.
You got a nine, but that's not a success on a chance die, unfortunately.
Damn it. Wait, trained observer. Oh, no, it's a chance die.
Yeah, it's a chance die.
That's a shame. All right.
You drive.
I get a pencil in my mouth, you know, like chewing on it, trying to figure it out.
You hit a snowdrift. The car jerks wildly.
Shit.
You hear an awful whap sound on the grill that divides the front from the back half of your patrol car,
mm-hmm.
which is Wade's head bouncing off it. You hit a second snowbank, which is not on the road because you have come off the road.
Oh, no.
I'm going to make you make a drive check. So drive dexterity. It's a total of four.
Oh, boy.
You careen off until you hit a tree.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Okay.
With an awful clattering sound, the car comes to a stop.
I immediately check Mickey and the fella in the back.
Oh, first things first.
Mm.
Fucking hell.
Yeah,
take 3 points of bashing
damage. Presumably
damage.
Didn't come out of that unscathed.
Mickey seems all right.
Okay,
you can see he was wearing his seatbelt, so he's fine. Wade in the back seat was not as lucky. He was not wearing a seatbelt, and it's just like you weren't going fast enough. You did break.
Yeah.
You didn't just hit the tree going at fucking
We'd
50
been going
miles
through the snow
or whatever.
And stuff,
yeah,
so
yeah,
sure, yeah.
Wade bounced around in the back, but he seems fine.
Okay, I'd like to pretty quick smart get out of the car, head to the boot. Grab my first aid kit, head back inside, see if I can tend any of Mickey's, whatever he's got, you know, bruising, that kind of thing, cuts.
I make that a medicine dexterity check, which will be a chance die for you. Oh, no, actually, sorry, you've got the first aid kit, you get a +2 to this roll for your equipment.
Boom.
So you have a total of 2 dice. You do the best you can. Mickey maybe has a couple cuts on his forehead. Mm-hmm. And you bandage those, but you don't do much else to help
sure.
him. There's not a lot that you can do, especially mm-hmm. with just a first aid kit. Although, Through your investigation, you don't think he has a concussion or anything like that. You're kind of more worried about Wade.
Yeah, sure, sure. I've checked Wade as well. Yeah.
Once again, you try your best, but there's just not a lot that you can do. A first aid kit has bandages, gauze, and maybe Panadol.
Yeah, it's not going to have the kind of thing.
Yeah, painkillers.
Yeah. Heck, this snowdrift just came out of nowhere back there. It's okay.
They move around like that.
I got to get better at not, to have, my wife always says, Len, this is going to happen one day if you have read while you drive, if you do your puzzles while you drive. And she's right. She's right. I hope everyone's okay. I'm going to go and you just stay there, Mickey, make sure you're okay. Make sure Wade's okay. I'm just going to go check the damage to the car. See how it's doing.
Yeah. Yep. Mickey pulls Wade out of the car, gives him a big thermal blanket from your from the boot of your car, and they both go and sit near the road.
Okay. How's the damage here? Let me have a gander.
I'll make this a drive intelligence roll, which is a total of 3 dice for you. You get no successes. Mm. You don't really know.
Does it look like...
The car's still running.
Oh, okay. So can I know if it looks bad or if it looks not too bad?
The front left part of the car where the headlight is kind of crumpled in a bit. That headlight is broken, but the other headlight is still on. You can hear the of the hot engine cooling down.
Okay, then. All right.
And if you try the keys, you hear the engine start and you can't smell gas.
Okay, then. Give it a go. Get everyone out of the way, obviously, and see if I can give it a go of reversing back to get out the way of the tree so I'm no longer crumpled into it.
Drive dexterity roll, which is 3 in total. 2 successes total. You reverse the car out and put it back onto the road.
Okay. All right, then. Okay. Thank God everyone's all right. Get back in the car. Let's just try to get to town as quickly as possible. I'll take the Sudoku and be like, put this in the back seat so I'm not tempted by that. I'm going to have to call this in, let them know what happened here. Hopefully they understand, but... all right. Everyone's okay? You had to check away. He's all right. You feeling okay, Mickey?
Mickey seems fine. Mickey says, I checked Wade, checked him as best I could. He seems fine. Quiet, obviously. Yeah. You look back into the backseat, and Wade is just kind of like hunched over, staring straight at the ground.
Mm-hmm.
What are your merits again?
My merits are trained observer, hardy, sleight of hand. Anyway,
interesting.
Unseen sense.
What is your unseen sense again?
So my unseen sense is that I just have a sixth sense for spookiness in general. So just if something's odd or maybe slightly occult, it gives me the willies, that kind of thing.
Looking back at Wade, seeing him staring just straight down, how he hasn't said anything for quite a while now, you get the willies.
I'd like to kind of reach around into the back and kind of gently put my finger under Wade's chin and lift him up and kind of look him in the eyes. You're right there, Wade. You took a bit of a tumble. How you feeling?
Wade looks up at you and says, I'm hungry.
You're hungry now, are you? Well, all right then. I'm probably not meant to be doing this, but I'll pull out maybe whatever was left of the Yukon's best chips and feed him some.
He eats. How do you handcuff him? Front or behind?
I imagined behind.
Behind? Yeah. All right, cool. He leans over and eats as best as he can. He does genuinely seem quite hungry.
All right, then. They didn't feed you, the other two fellas?
He shakes his head as he doesn't stop talking. He doesn't stop eating. He just shakes his head.
Okay, when was the last time they fed you?
He looks up at you.
Yeah.
It feels like days.
That's no good. I got to call that in. When I call in the trooper business, the crash, they ain't feeding you.
Mickey shakes his head as well. That's no good.
They got to feed you. Look, you did some bad stuff, and you'll be punished rightfully for it, but you can't, you're a human
being. We'll get you a meal back in New Carthage.
Yeah, we can get him something, for the hotel or wherever he's staying.
Yeah, I'm sure we can find him
something.
Of course.
Okay, I'd like to give him, one final glance and look over him. All right, get back in the car. Okay, let's drive gently now, paying attention to the road. Don't repeat of that. Drive into town.
You're driving for another 15, 20 minutes. You can see the black monolith that is the drill again now on the horizon. It's now just kind of like a shape, like a shadowed silhouette on the horizon because it's all darkness all around you. You can see the outline, the road ahead of you, what is illuminated by your lights, and the of your windscreen wipers.
Okay. Occasionally on this, I'd like to keep glancing back at Wade in the back seat, you know, just kind of whenever I get a chance. Okay. Well, not that I can't drive without being distracted in one way or another.
At one point, when you're looking back at Wade, you see him look up at you and you get the willies again as he stares at you and licks his lips. Mickey yells, "In front!" You turn around.
Oh, heck.
A person is standing in the middle of the road in bedraggled clothes.
Slam my foot on the brakes.
They look around at you as you skidding to a stop.
Yeah.
Boom! The car collides with them completely.
Oh, heck.
You get a vision of like a giant bearskin cloak slapping up against the windscreen. Your head hits the steering wheel. Everything goes black.
No. Oh, dear me.
You wake up.
Okay.
As you slowly come back in, your vision is hazy at first. You're just slowly, your brain is reaccustoming itself to vision and to looking at the dashboard. You can hear, dong, 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 the sound of an open door. And you can also hear bang, 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 bang. It feels like a throbbing in your head and an awful pain starting at the back of your skull radiating forwards. But then you realize that your head is leaning up against the grate and someone is banging on the grate, which is sending that shock into the back of your head.
Am I outside the car? Or
you're inside the car, sitting in the driver's seat. Okay. Where do you want to look first?
Okay, I'd like to... Is the car... I guess I can hear the ding, ding. I'd like
you can't see through the windscreen. It's all snowed up.
Okay. I guess I'll check on Mickey. No, you know, I'll check on Wade first. Spin my head around to look.
You spin your head around. You see Wade's legs are kicking at the grate. He's got... He's taking his shoes off for some reason, and he's just bang, bang, bang,
Calm down there, Wade. Calm down there. We're going to get... It's going to be all right. We're going to get everyone out of there. Check Mickey.
You turn back to look at Mickey, and you kind of clocked it on the way to look at Wade. But the side door is open. There's blood on the windscreen on the inside of the car.
Oh, heck.
And you can see footprints in the snow outside. It's still dark out.
All right.
A little... You look forwards.
Yeah.
The red light is flashing.
Oh, we got to get out of this car. Okay, I'd like to clamber out my door, and then I'd like to open up Wade's door and pull him out.
As you clamber out your door, bang! The grate slams forwards, and Wade is now half in the front seat of the car. He turns around to look at you, and you can see that you weren't looking at his feet before.
Yeah.
You were looking at his arms. But his arms end in feet, and his arms are nearly double the length of regular arms. He has four sets of legs. He looks up at you, hungry. He launches at you.
Okay.
We're going to go to initiative.
Okay. What is happening here? All right. Cool beans. Okie doke.
All right, you're first.
I'd like to whip out my light pistol and maybe try and shoot him in one of the legs.
All right, cool. Yeah. So that is firearms plus dexterity, a total of four.
What?
With this pistol,
yeah,
you can double tap, which gives you plus one to hit or plus one on your roll, but you will use two bullets.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to double tap or just regular shoot?
Let's double tap. Yeah.
You shoot him in one of his legs.
Yeah.
Which one?
Let's try and aim for a back leg.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You shoot him in one of the back legs. He howls in pain, but then launches himself upon you. Hungry, 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 hungry.
Okay, okay. All right, all right.
Your defense is 4, which he subtracts from his attack. He wraps his legs around the back of your neck and wraps his other legs around your waist. Then he starts biting into your chest.
Oh,
you take
2 points
of lethal damage.
What the fuck? Okay. Well, look. Now I guess I can shoot to
you
kill.
Take, so you take a -1 to all actions now because of your damage.
Cool. I would like to just see if I can place that pistol in his chest and double tap. Just plug upwards and double tap.
He loses his defense against you right now, which he would normally get at this range, but because he's grappling, he loses that. You get the +1 for double tap, and I'll give you a +1 for being this short a range.
Yeah.
3 points of damage, 4 points total.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to need to make a saving throw. Not a saving throw, this isn't D&D. He slumps onto your body unconscious. He's bleeding out, you can see. If you do nothing, he is going to die.
I'd like to flip him over.
You flip him over?
Yeah. To get a kinda good look at him.
His jacket is torn and shredded where like around his arms because his new legs are thicker than regular arms.
Okay.
So they've torn out the sleeves. You can see, I would say, potentially blood all around his mouth from where he was biting at you.
Yeah.
And you can see that he looks even more bedraggled than before. He looks awful. As you lean down...
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I'll make it... Can I make a intelligence medicine? For you a chance, Di.
Yeah, cool.
If you want, you can spend a point of willpower.
Yeah, I was going to say, I might do.
Spending a point of willpower just turns this into a regular die.
Yeah, that's
so
fine.
An 8 and a 9 are also successes. As you lean down, you can hear his... You hear his heartbeat. You check his pulse at one point. But you can also hear his stomach growling and grumbling very loudly, as if he's had nothing to eat.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
For a long time,
I gave you potato chips.
If I was giving out beets for that, I'd give out beets for that.
So he had some handcuffs on him.
Yeah.
His handcuffs.
Oh, yeah, he'd be wearing the remnants of them.
Okay, so he exploded out of them.
Yes.
Okay. I would like to get my handcuffs separate that I have on my person. And can I cuff his legs? Like his ankles?
Which ones?
His ones that aren't thick.
Oh, they're both... legs are just thicker than arms.
Okay. Could I cuff... I'll cuff whatever, his back legs then.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Just to make it difficult for him if he's got to try and run away or whatever. All right, then. I'm not going to be able to fix bullet wounds to the chest. That seems unlikely. But I can keep the body here. Can I try and heft him into the back of the trooper?
Sure.
Cool. Then I'll close it and lock it. Although he's the trooper may be about to explode. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You smell gas.
Then I pull him out of the trooper.
You can see brown liquid pooling at the bottom of the car.
I'd like to drag him away from the car and into the snow.
All right.
I'd like to, first of all, out the back of the car, I'll grab my flashlight, my survival kit, and my binoculars, I guess.
Okay.
Just take them out of the boot as quickly as I can. It's such a shame I have only one set of handcuffs. I guess he's going to die. All right, okay. I'd like to try my radio. My personal radio?
Your personal radio crackles through. You try a couple different channels, but you get nothing. Either there's no one listening, or you're too far away from anyone.
I'd also like to get my pamphlet out.
All right, yeah, it's got a map of the surrounding area. It absolutely does.
Okay, all right, okay. I'd like to try using that. I'd like to sit in the snow next to the dying old mate who's now a big ghoul and try and discern where I am. Try and get my bearings.
I'm going to make that a survival wits roll with a +2 for your equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 for your equipment. 4 for your wits, 1 for your survival. That's a total of, what's that? 7. Good roll.
Cool.
You deduce that you are about on foot.
Yeah.
You're maybe 20-30 minutes away from Bismarck Oil and Coal.
Okay.
And you're on foot a couple days from New Carthage.
Okay. All right, well, Bismarck Oil and Coal seems like the obvious place to go, but first of all, can I tend to my own injuries?
Yeah,
am I bleeding out?
Yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah, I'll tend to my own injuries as best I can.
All right, 2 dice. You get no successes. And in that time, you need to make a resolve stamina check because it's quite cold. I'm giving you a +2 for your kit.
Cool.
Yeah, you're not suffering because it's cold, but it is fucking freezing.
Did I grab the space blanket out of the trooper?
Yeah, you can grab that.
Yeah, I'd like to wrap that around
That's
me.
That's part of the survival kit.
Yeah. Cool.
You wrap that around yourself.
All right.
You're doing okay, but until you get out of the cold, you can't heal this bashing damage. Right now, you're on 2 lethal, 3 bashing.
All
right.
That lethal, can I turn that into bashing? Or
you
have I missed my chance?
Yeah, okay. you tried.
All right.
Oh, the 2 lethals from when he bit you.
Yeah. I know. Okay. All right. Next step. I'd like to take the remnants of the jacket off Ghoul Boy and put it on myself as well for extra warmth. He don't need it.
All right.
He's
probably dead by this point.
Okay. All right. Okay. Come on, Len. Time to sort your way out of this one. Okay. Let's think about what's happening here. We got the Wade is turned into some kind of mutant like from a comic book or some such. I ain't got no idea what's happening there. Maybe he was sick. Maybe it's something like that. I ain't touching him. He's dead, but I'm going to keep him here. If I drag him with me, that's, you know, okay. What about this? I'd like to. Oh, yeah, but I should check on Mickey first. Okay, his footprints lead enough. Is it snowing now?
Yeah, it's lightly snowing.
Okay, his footprints are going to be gone any second now. All right, can I bury Ghoul Boy?
Yeah.
And then I'd like to, out of the automotive tools or whatever, take a spanner, chuck it in the snow so that I can find him again if need be.
Sure,
all right.
You do that.
Okay, let's go find Mickey. I'd like to search for those footprints and hope they have not been covered up by the snowfall.
1 success. Pick up a trail.
Okay.
You can see trail of blood and footsteps going further along towards Bismarck Oil and Coal.
Okay. Has he got shoes on?
Yeah, he has boots.
Cool. That's it. Not a couple of ghoul boys, just the one.
Yeah, it's only two legs moving right now. Yeah.
I'd like to wrap myself in the blanket and start marching towards Bismarck Coal and Oil.
As you troop along, I'm going to make another roll. You get to a big, black, dirty-looking sign covered in soot and grime that marks back the way you came as Alaska, onwards to New Carthage, and a left-handed turn to Bismarck Oil and Coal.
All right.
Two dice now. You lose the trail. You've lost the trail, I should say, of Mickey. You lost a little while ago, but he was following the road.
I gotta assume he's head to Bismarck. I gotta assume he's not gonna walk to 2 days. I mean, unless he knows something I don't, but I gotta assume. He's been walking, he'll walk to Bismarck. You know, he trusts Bismarck. Like I said, they'd kind of helped out the town he worked for there. I'm gonna head that way. And I'm gonna be muttering the Captain Planet theme under my breath because my daughter loves it and it'll keep me. We're the Planeteers. You can be one too, because saving the planet is the thing to do.
I'm going
to
get a wits composure roll, so six. Negative one, though, for negative one to all actions, because you're damaged, which I forgot to do.
Cool.
One success. You hear padding behind you.
Okay, I'd like to grab out my pistol and spin around. Grab up pistol and flashlight, spin around and aim at where I can hear the padding.
Behind you, walking sullenly on the road, is a man in a trucker hat with a massive, thick beard. He's got overalls and a giant, dirty, checkered jacket on. You can see that he's trudging along with boots. He's swaying slowly from side to side. I'm going to make a separate wits comp roll for this. You can see that there's blood in his beard.
Does he look like the guy I hit?
He does not look like the guy you hit, no. Okay. Well, he's not wearing the...
He's not wearing the big buffalo coat.
No, he's not.
I couldn't see that around the trooper, could I?
Around who?
Around my car when I...
Oh, not...
Okay, all right.
You can see where you hit someone.
Yeah, but not...
No body.
Okay, all right. That kind of bodes well. Maybe. I'd like to lower my pistol. Hey, fella, how you doing? Police, can I have a chat to you? I'm going to spot a bother.
Hey... Hey, when he looks up and sees you, he starts moving towards you really quickly. It's still nighttime, but you can see now he like a click and a stuttering flashlight lights up on in his hands. Hey, buddy.
You look freezing out there. I'll take off my space blanket and wrap it around
him. He wraps himself around you, and you can feel that he's deathly cold.
You okay there, fella?
I've been walking for a little while now.
Okay, what's happened? What's wrong?
My truck died.
Oh, heck, man, that's no good. Well, I guess you're in the same spot of bother I am. My trooper's...
I saw your car.
You did? Did you? Okay.
He nods.
When? Recently?
Just back there.
Okay, yeah.
Yes,
sure.
You've been walking for about half an hour.
Cool, I just wasn't sure if you saw it while I was still out. All right.
No.
Okay, you're heading to Bismarck. Wait, what's your name, fella?
My name?
Yeah, what's your name? You don't know your own name.
No, he shakes his head.
Okay, can I medicine him? You got a concussion there, buddy? Maybe something like that?
That is a chance die.
All right. Let's willpower.
Yeah.
Let's chuck some willpower on that bad boy.
Still no success.
All right.
Sorry. He shakes his head slowly. Gold. He hugs you really tightly and drops the flashlight.
Okay, then. Do I get the willies looking at this guy?
You do. You have powerful willies.
Okay, then. Well, you seem to know the way to Bismarck. How about you go in front and I'll follow you behind?
Okay. Okay, he starts trudging ahead.
Okay, I'd like to walk behind it, but have my hand on my pistol, just in case. Don't know how many ghoul boys are out tonight.
You come to a big chain link fence. Mm-hmm. There's a sign hanging over the gate that says closed for reindustrialization.
Okay.
And you can see that there's a lot of construction work around the coal and oil plant.
Any lights on or anything like that?
You cannot see any lights on.
Okay.
You do remember that at some point during your long conversation, Mickey told you that Bismarck Oil and Coal, the plant, has shut down for a couple of weeks because they've had issues with the drill.
Surely, though, there's someone here. Or even if there's not someone here, it's a place to spend a night out of the cold. And then in the morning, I can reassess, I guess. I'm thinking this, not saying it.
All right. The gate is already open, mm-hmm. and you can see that someone's broken the chain.
Okay. Does it look like they've broken it with force?
With force.
Okay. So, like, not like... Okay, cool. Right. Okay. Well, head on in there, fella. You take your... You might know your way around better than I do. I'm not from around here. Hope Mickey's all right. He's the only friend I have in this world. We're the Planeteers. You can be one too. Saving the planet is the thing to do. Looting and polluting is not the way. Hear what Captain Planet has to say. Go, planet. Earth, wind, water, fire, heart. Your powers combined. I am Captain Planet. Go, planet. Looting and polluting. It's not the way.
As you approach, you can see the giant oil rig to the north. Mm-hmm. There's many buildings all along the... So the north would actually be where the docks are. So the docks are pointing north, basically.
Sure, sure.
So you've come from the west along the road.
Mm-hmm.
You can see a bunch of buildings on very close to you. And then on the opposite side, there's a massive-looking warehouse that you would imagine houses vehicles. Okay. There's also a clearing for a helipad.
All right. Well, I guess first let's head to the bunks. To the buildings close to us.
As you approach, there's big stenciled words on the side of every building, mm-hmm. saying Bismarck Oil and Coal. Beneath the nearest buildings, as you first approach, it says admin and bunkhouses.
Okay, all right. Well, bunks are probably a place to find supplies, at least. Let's get this fella, get him some clothes that are a bit warmer than what he's getting. Heck, I could do with some as well that ain't just this tattered up jacket. All right, let's head inside the bunks.
All right.
Try the doors, at least.
I'll get another wits composure roll from you. No successes.
Oh, that's rough to hear.
You enter the first building. There's no locks on any of the doors. You just mm-hmm. enter the first building. It's one big communal room,
okay.
which is a bit archaic,
yeah.
but it looks like they have a lot of space to themselves. There's yeah. a lot of lockers and trunks and stuff here, but they're all open and empty.
Okay, I guess nobody's here for the while the whole place is closed down. Are there at least blankets or anything like that?
The truck driver collapses.
Okay. Right. What's to be done here? How big are the lockers? How big are the lockers? Quickly.
The lockers are about...
Are they about man-sized?
They're too thin. You couldn't get your belly in.
No, I want to put him in. That's the plan.
The lockers are too big. One of the trunks could fit a person.
All right, I'd like to, as quick smart, try and heft the guy into one of the bunks.
As you heft him up,
yeah.
one of his arms jerks and breaks at the elbow. Then his other arm jerks and breaks at the elbow. And you see that his elbows are beginning to bend the wrong and different way. His hands get thick and meatier, and his fingers retract into toes.
Okay, yep, that's what I was expecting. All right, I'd like to... It's too late. Push him off me and try and leg it out the front.
Hungry.
I'm sure you are, fella. I'm sure you are.
All right, I'm going to make that a strength athletics check.
Cool.
To shove him into a trunk. That's a strength is 2, athletics is 2, total 4. 3 successes, all of them re-rolls.
All right.
Good job.
You're going in, son.
2 more successes, another one of which is a re-roll. 6 successes. You shove him in the trunk, you close it, it locks, and you can leave.
Okay, all right. Okay.
The trunk is jittering and shuddering, and
okay.
you can see, you can hear someone inside kicking in 2 places.
Gee whiz, okay.